She's so relaxed, so easy in her own skin, with her long blonde hair bound up in a ponytail and her t-shirt, damp with sweat from her morning run, knotted below her breasts to expose a taut abdomen. She radiates youth and health. She's also seemingly unaware of the dark temptation her very light ignites. Would that change if she knew I was watching? She's oblivious to the telephoto lens I wheeled from an anonymous sedan parked down the street, which is precisely what makes my surveillance so exquisite. People reveal so much when they don't know they're being observed. Jacarandas arch overhead, velvety purple blossoms exploding off their branches and falling to carpet the pavement below. The day is new, and the air heady, sweet with the scent of blooming flowers and salty with tangy breezes from the Pacific Ocean. My target is every bit as fresh and lovely as this postcard perfect Southern California day. She pulls the tie from her blonde hair, which cascades down around her shoulders. A drop of sweat rolls into her cleavage. I pull the camera away from my eye, squirm against the leather of my car seat. It's 6:47 a.m. Her pattern is the same every day, Monday through Friday, out for a run by 6, back to her house no later than 7, out the door to her job as a biology teacher at a Catholic high school between 8 and 8:15. Sometimes I wait for her, cool my heels for the hour she takes to shower and change, and then trail her the 6 blocks she walks to reach the school and the church next to which it squats. She grew up in this neighborhood. She attended this same school. I admire that, the commitment to tradition and religion, her desire to give back to the community that raised her. A good girl with values. She's popular with the students and the parents too, or so I hear. Despite my rigorous observations, she remains an enigmatic puzzle. My thirst for information about her is punishing. She is a mystery I am determined to crack. She disappears inside her bungalow. I don't have the time to wait for her today. I will have to miss the swish of her long, stick-straight blonde hair as she walks confidently to a job she loves, the greetings of colleagues and students as she enters the gates. Today I have other things to do, and will have to miss those few extra moments of delectable observation. But tomorrow, that's another story.